flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Back here on Sports Talk, broadcasting live from the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in the Morio Convention Center. We are celebrating Big Game Week right here in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. We're now visiting with Sam Bruckhaus, former Tulane linebacker and summer sports data scientist, last draft analyst. Thanks so much for the time. How you been doing,
man,
Sam?
Thank y'all. I got to say, I'm an old boy from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I went to school at Tulane, played linebacker. So this is really a dream. I remember listening to the broadcasts and you know, listening to all the great Saints players back in the day and listening to the show while I was driving around going to work back in the day. And so it's great to be on a hometown station, be on a station that I always looked up to for a long time.
Look at it this way. You're the only one without an accent.
Hey, go tell my producer that, man. They've been making fun of me all week.
What? Oh, you ain't got no accent. Not compared to us.
Yeah, start hanging out with these two.
Yeah, I don't have the Bayou accent like that.
No, the Bayou, like, for instance, like we sponsored here by Blue Plate mayonnaise.
Right.
You know what a Cajun says? Mayonnaise.
I don't say that quite.
Yeah, we say like, oh, yeah, but I like on my pool boy, I like some mayonnaise. I want to put some mayonnaise. I even had one of this guy I went to high school with.
Right.
I mean, he was so white. I don't think he never went to the sun. His nickname was Mines. I don't even know his real name.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I remember Mines.
He's from Golden Meadow. I never forget. Went to high school. I didn't even know his real name. And everybody, oh, yeah, you know Mines.
Hey, look, man, now they got me up in New York. Sun ain't come out in 3 weeks. They might as well call me Mines at this point.
I feel bad we got the snow over here. So.
Oh, yeah, I missed out on that.
So I'm all intrigued. How, like, boy, is that just was a hobby that turned into, like, you all of a sudden became like an all-pro, a draft analyst? You know how it just – because you got to put the work in.
Right.
But how did that come about?
Well, so we have excellent AI that we share with teams, and it does a lot of the work for the scouts. The whole idea, and I know y'all talked to Thomas Dimitroff, who was the enemy. Now he's my close friend and mentor.
Now y'all teammates.
Yeah, now we teammates. But we trained artificial intelligence to watch every single play in the NFL and in the NCAA. And it – you know, notices events. It notices when somebody's sacked or what route someone's running. And so it takes a lot of the kind of tedious work, and it lets scouts and analysts like myself really be, you know, what we love doing, evaluating players like Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart and some of these excellent guys we have in this draft. And it really helps us out in getting us, you know, what is the quarterback's decision-making? How accurate is he? How fast can these wide receivers run? How open are they getting? Defensive end, great edge class this year. How quick are they getting off the ball? And so it's really helpful. So to dig into that data, it's got me about 75% there, and then the rest is watching film.
There is always that little bit of, can I judge his heart?
Oh, certainly.
Because
now you can't tell me AI can judge your heart.
No,
we're not that advanced, right?
And you being a former player, you understand that.
Uh-huh.
I think because I did the draft, it's almost 40 years now for me, that there are probably five or six guys in every draft class. I could drop them on any of the 32 teams. Production's the same. Everybody else is fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the key when you're drafting. Can you measure his heart in critical situations?
Right.
And how does he fit with somebody's doing offensively, defensively?
Exactly.
Or like what you did, you were on special teams a lot.
Right. Yeah, and that's very key. You know, we have a full team of scouts with Thomas. We have several former general managers. And we don't believe in all this, oh, boil it down to one number crap. What we think about is how do we tell the story of the player? And what I've learned from some of these great scouts is you try to look for what they can do well, because a good coach will either develop that out of him or scheme around his weaknesses. And so that's what we're looking for. Shedeur Sanders, intensely accurate. The man can complete passes over expected, over the average quarterback. That's what he's best at. Now, does he struggle with sacks? Yes.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. My AI is like he holds the damn ball too long. and I'm buddy with Deion. I'm one of the few NFL players that have thrown Deion Sanders an interception and a touchdown in a real NFL game.
Right.
So that's one thing I would say. It's like, oh, well, the offensive line sucks. He gets sacked too much. No, he can make the offensive line better by getting rid of the football.
So that's a great point. And that's what the difference between just looking at the, you know, sack rate or how many times he gets sacked is from our AI, because it actually picks up exactly what you said. And I know y'all know this. Like, the quarterback pre-snap makes a lot of decisions.
Pre-snap read.
Exactly. And so a guy like Matt Stafford, he's no athlete. I mean, he's not running around the yard anytime soon, but he makes those pre-snap reads, so he's elite in sack avoidance and has a bunch of good sack avoidance plays that we see in our AI, but it's because of that mental, which then we go to our scouts.
Well, that was Drew Brees.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Look at Drew Brees, how awesome he was.
Exactly.
I mean, he made the offensive line look better. He made the running backs and receivers look better. In other words, like yards after the catch, how accurate you are with the football.
Right.
Okay, might be tight coverage, but what if you hit his lead hand away from the defender, then he catch the ball and run after the catch, versus I'm diving just to catch the ball, where all of a sudden it might have been a 15, 16-yard gain. If you don't throw an accurate ball, it's probably a 7-yard gain.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure y'all break all that down,
yeah,
right?
And so an interesting story that I know y'all watched, we started noticing that Bryce Young was playing well in our artificial intelligence metrics, even though it wasn't even showing up in the box score yet. Around midseason when he started coming back, he had a pretty good game against the Chiefs. It looked great on our AI, but the box score did not think so. Yeah. And even some of the more advanced statistics based off of that, I believe ESPN had him at like a 40 or 42 QBR. Like, that's average pretty much. We thought that his Chiefs game was one of the best games of the year. And so we started thinking exactly what
you said. Let me
break
this down, yeah?
Yeah, what is going on? Let's figure out what's happening. It turned out their interior offensive line was playing very well. They were able to run behind them. It opened up some of the passing, and the wide receivers weren't really performing up to snuff. The last three games, they locked it in. The wide receivers started playing good. And so that was one of the big victories. One of the things that built my confidence in this AI was because it was like, hey, Bryce is going to do a little something down the line at the end of the season. And
he's handling it, how you handle adversity, whether the storm,
exactly,
your confidence at all. Because that's the thing, a lot of times.
He's a mentally tough guy,
that's
too.
That's true.
People
yeah.
don't realize
and
how.
And that's the blend, right?
That's the catch.
Right.
Well, you know, like talking about in AI, probably we'll get to this, like measuring your heart. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't have the measurables. I'll look at like Sam Mills, part of the Dawn Patrol. Sam
Legendary.
Mills, I mean, if you look at now, he was strong in the legs, but if you've seen him walking on the street, you're not saying that's an NFL player. No, he just he looks like a little dude that's kind of stocky.
Exactly.
You know, but point of attack and running sideline to sideline. I mean, he had the heart and then upstanding citizen, not only as a leader on the mm-hmm. field, leading by example, but off the field. I mean, there's so many things that come into play. And, boy, you know I was talking to last night, like C.D. Deuce, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
Man, you try to interview that cat, he's always thinking you're trying to get to him.
Right, you're trying to make a splash on social media or something.
Remember the one time?
Well, that ain't your first time.
When I was interviewing him in training camp, and it was like, I'm trying to compare
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn compared to who was coaching him now. And he's looking at him, man, why are you trying to set me up? I'm not trying to set you up. I just want to know some
the
guy
difference
who,
in the coaching
it,
style.
It was all defensive.
I'm interested, though, Bobby, because you say that, but he immediately got picked up by Dan Campbell, who was the associate head coach here
yes.
for years and years. And then the Eagles and Howie Roseman, who seems to have it all together. He's been there for
yep.
years, been the Super Bowl for years. And Vic Fangio, who is, you know, one of the
– as Bobby's guy.
Yeah, one of the coaches. And he also goes and pick up
CDs.
Well,
you know
so
why? Because
he's
a baller. He's a baller.
Okay.
You know what? Listen, not everyone on the football field is an upstanding citizen. you know, to me, I mean, I'm like just don't go to jail. You know, kind of thing. You have, like, you want everybody to be like a Sam Mills, but when you got
right.
a locker room and all the different personalities, no, well, what you do on Sunday? Now, don't get in trouble. Don't get arrested. But then I've been with Andre Rison, whatever, Bad Moon mm-hmm. Rison. I've been with a lot of characters. But C.D. Deuce, Chauncey Gardner might take the cake. I mean, I'm telling you. You want to talk about it? No, I don't know. That's the right word, gangster.
Hey.
But I thank God he's playing football, because I think football helps him. Financially, he's been rewarded. I don't know where he would be. It would be because of football. But all
he
I know
has is stayed in trouble off the field.
Yes, stay out of trouble. But I'm saying not everybody's going to be. You want him to go and talk to the Kiwanis Club or something? That's not going to happen. Or go talk
the
to
Knights
the
Rotary. Of Columbus.
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus, the Rotary Club. No, that's not.
Well, I'd like
happen.
To hear that speech.
You just don't. You got to be able to stay out of trouble.
Right.
You got to have dogs. Player to player. So, man, you got to have some dogs. Not like getting all sheepish and all. What's going to happen? All I know is, you remember when Chauncey Gardner, Saints fans, Hootah Nation, would love this.
Oh,
he intercepts Tom Brady. He goes
right
up in
his face.
Tom Brady right up in
and
his face.
We got a shirt somebody made us with him right up against Brady.
Here's the analytic for you. Most iPads calls to be broken.
Oh.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson wins that.
He's volatile. That would not surprise me.
In this year's draft class,
right.
I told this to Bob. Out of my top 75, 24 are defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And that is a big chunk of what you're going to see in the first three rounds.
Right.
The other area that's really thick, running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a random year from that. It just so happened that the running game is back in vogue more in the NFL. But all the running backs, now you might have two. You'll have one for sure going round one in Ashton Jeanty. And maybe Hampton might sneak in there also. But it's going to be from round two to the end of round four where all those backs are going to start to peel, because you're running back by committee today unless you're the Eagles.
Exactly. And you mentioned the running back class this year. One of my favorite guys probably isn't even going to go in the first 4 days. I've been watching him since the beginning of the season. He had a good senior bowl, and that's LaQuint Allen from Syracuse. Man, he loves to block. And we talk about heart.
Picking up the blitz.
Exactly.
I told Bob.
So that pops up in our analytics. He's excellent at pass blocking, but it takes the heart to do that, right?
You got to want to do it.
Oh, you got to.
Oh, man, I'm a running back. I just run the ball. No, you don't.
Or I catch it.
Block.
He catches it, too.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Man, at the Senior Bowl, I try to be a little conservative, because when you're watching the Senior Bowl, it's really a show, right? The practices are a show designed for the coaches and the scouts and the media. And so you try to look at his whole year, but the man is great out of the backfield. He can catch. He showed that he can catch both at the Senior Bowl
and
during the year.
And he's nifty in traffic.
Yeah, and he fights through tackles, and that shows up in our metrics as well in terms of rush yards over expected. The average player would do this. LaQuint Allen would do that. And he shows up well in that metric. And so talking about how deep this running back class is, man, I don't even think he's on – the consensus big board. He's outside, probably going to be an undrafted guy, but we see guys like Tyler Allgeier do that, where Bijan is the highly drafted, highly paid guy because he was drafted so highly.
Tyler does the dirty work.
He does the dirty
work.
So
I have an AI question for you. I'm all intrigued because AI, 2025. Oh,
no, you know what? You want to invest in AI.
No, I've been invested. I'm ahead of that. I've been involved in that. So
Bobby Intelligence.
I'm all in AI. But the thing is, how do you, when you think about this, I might maybe lose my train of thought.
it's your fault. On AI.
It was a particular, how you evaluate a player. It's going to come back to me.
Okay.
I'm having
going
a
back
senior
to the
moment.
Defensive line class.
Okay. Oh, man.
That it is a stacked class, defensive lineman, not only on the edge, but also in the interior.
Right. And The way you know this is a deep defensive line class is because there's two schools where the whole defensive line is going to be highly drafted. The Michigan Wolverines, Kenneth Grant, Mason
Ole
Grant,
Miss.
And Ole Miss, J.J. Pegues, Walter Nolan, Princely Yu, and Ivy out there. All four of them were at All-Star games. And so we were interviewing J.J. Pegues, for example, real humble guy. But, man, he plays fullback and tight end, too,
He came to one of our camps, and so I go up to him. He's in high school. He's like 285 pounds.
Oh, he's a big boy.
So I told him, I said, what are you playing in high school, offensive line? He said, no, sir. He said, I'm a halfback. Halfback? He said, no, I'm playing halfback, fullback, and tight end.
Right.
And so at Auburn, he starts off.
Uh-huh.
He's a tight end.
So what classification you'd put, because that's intriguing, like how would Taysom Hill, how would you evaluate all what he could do? Is that Penn State guy I'm looking at like, oh, Because with Taysom
Hill, Warren is something special.
With Taysom Hill accomplishing the NFL, that has to help him.
Right. And so there are guys like that that can make impacts in other places. And what better person to talk about than Travis Hunter in that? I mean, what is he going to play, wide receiver, cornerback?
Play him at corner.
So I mean, I don't even have a good answer for you because.
But I think I would have a package set up where he could
certainly
play wide receiver, but he starts at corner for me.
And I wrote a piece early on in the season. It's called Hot Sauce Hot Takes, and I wrote it every week, and I broke down. I put a hot sauce on every single thing, and one of them was that, man, I wish he would be a perfect fit for the Cincinnati Bengals because they badly need cornerback help.
Do they?
And T. Higgins will be a free agent this year. And so they could play him in that package situation, and Ja'Marr Chase will be their go-to guy, assuming they extend him, will continue to be Joe Burrow's go-to guy. But if I'm Travis Hunter, I'm looking for a situation that I can fit in like that because in RAI metrics for the college ranks, he was incredible both as a wide receiver and a cornerback. And same thing, scouting view, looking at the heart, looking at how he does it. He's an excellent player as well.
Real quick, Will Campbell. Yep. Because when I look at him, you don't realize how big he is until you stand up next to him. He was like, whoa, that's a big guy. Mm-hmm. He's got an unusual stance at that tackle position.
That's exactly what I think as well.
Not many people beat him. And if you beat him, you're beating him inside.
Right.
You give him an outside movement and you cut a hard inside. Your thoughts on Will Campbell?
Same deal. He's elite in the AI metrics. As a player, I would have been noticing his stance and I would have tried to attack him low. I think guys within may be able to get around him.
Yeah.
Sam, so you view him more as you go work out a tackle, or they get to move him on the inside? Will Campbell, will he stay at?
I think he'll be a left tackle.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I would play him there until he proves to me he can't.
Right. Exactly.
Then I kick him to left guard.
Exactly.
So for all the great analytics stuff, folks, will go check out SoomerSports.com, right?
SoomerSports.com. Go sign up for Soomer Brain, our artificial intelligence.
Okay.
You can ask it questions. It's coming out soon. Go sign up on SoomerSports.com.
So you say like brains, Sam. Y'all the modern version of my Wunderlich test. Remember, I remember taking that Wunderlich test. Remember, I think Eli Manning almost like it was an Ivy League and made a perfect score.
Hey, look, I don't be doing good on any Wunderlich test. I just read the stats they tell me to read, man. That's all I do.
That's great.
Heading to break here on Sports Talk. We are live at the Morio Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Sosa. You just heard that interview on the Treasure Chest Power Seat with former linebacker of the Tulane Green Wave, Sam Bruckhaus. Also, check out SoomerSports.com for all great analytics stuff.